That's only a sfera l'chumra, like the Rashi's Gehorah to Rabbi Yitzchak. We're only machmet to say for sure the Shiur does what he's supposed to. But l'kula we don't. So here to say that she's megresha, that she can remarry, to be mekul, to be kula, that we don't say. For the Gemara good of a kopon lehemna l'dida, why don't we believe the wife herself? She is saying that she received the gift and she lost it. So why don't we believe her? Midi Rav Hamnuna, from Rav Hamnuna's halacha. Tiyama Rav Hamnuna, Rav Nuna always says, Ha'isha shomer labayla. If a wife goes to a husband and tells the husband, Girashtani, that you gave me a get, halacha is na menace. We believe the wife. If the wife goes to Bezdin in front of the husband and tells Bezdin, you know, my wife gave me a get, we believe her. Even if he says nothing doing, still we believe her. Why? Chazaka and Isha Miza Puneva Flay Baila. There's a chazaka that a wife would not be mayiz, not open up a mouth in front of a husband. In other words, if it's not true that the husband did not give her the get, she'd be embarrassed to say it. In front of her own husband, she wouldn't be mayiz, like I have the chutzpah, the audacity to say this. So it's a chazaka to believe her. See, Rosa, if she says she receives the get, we should trust her. Gemara says no. Hani milihecha deleka to come misayilo. When do we say she's afraid to lie if nobody is agreeing to what she said? Avalhecha de misayilo. But over here, where both the husband says that he gave the get over to the shliach, and the shliach is also saying that he gave her the get. So now, even if the isha did not get the get, she will not be afraid to be meis. She will not be afraid to lie. So here we still have to be afraid. Maybe the wife is lying. And therefore, that's the din. We can't trust her to receive the get until we have edim. It's called the davar shebervam, and she's not nemut to say she received the get unless there are two edim there that saw that she has the get. She received the get. Zot the Mishnah. Nara hamarosa. If you have a nara, I mean she's only 12 years old, hamarosa, that she's married. She has kedushin. So lachar is only kedushin and not nesuyin. So she's still brishus of the father. So halacha is he v'yaviya mekablin as gita. Either one of the two could accept the get. In other words, the father married off his daughter, the kedushin is chal midiraisa, and now the husband wants to give her a get. So the husband could either give the get into her hand because she's a nara, or some say even though she'll be ketana, she could also receive the get for herself. But you could also give the get into her father's hands. Either one of them is good. This Gemara says Amri of Yehuda. Yehuda says, Ein shtei yadayim zeiches kach. The Buddha says, no, two hands don't help. In other words, the Torah gave over the schus to the father could accept the get. And not she, she can't accept the get. Ela rather, aviyah makabalas gita bavad. The father alone accepts the get, not her. V'chol she'en yechol lishmeras gita, there's like a new halacha now. Anytime the wife, the girl, does not, the wife does not have enough brains to watch her get, she can't give her the get then. In the case where she doesn't have a father, you want her to receive her own get. If she doesn't have enough das, we'll see in the Gemara what that means, to watch a get, then the get is no good. The Gemara says like this, but my kimifliki, what's the first machlokes of Yudin in the Tanakhama? Whether a nara amarosa, with the father still alive, could the husband give her the get? Or if Yudin says no, the get for dafka has to go to the father. Rabbanan Savri Yoda Yisertok Zochla Rachmana. True, the Torah says in New Pasha that the father could accept the get for his daughter. But the pshat is the Torah gave like a second hand to the father. Her hand still stays by her. She could still accept her own get. The Torah just said the father could also accept the get. That's what Tanakhama holds. If you have Yudis Sava, no. The Malkam of Via, the place of the father, delay Lav Klumhu. But Malkam the father, her hand does nothing. Since the Torah was mezaka her, since the Torah was mezaka the father to be megarish to receive the get, so if you know the chiddush is that the father is the only hand and not the daughter. Then the Mishnah says, "B'chol shein yichal lishmas gita." Anytime she can't watch the get, then the get is no good. So must turn about a word like this: Kitana, she's a young girl. Hayoidas lishmas gita. She knows what it means to watch a get. Miskareshes. Then if the husband puts a get into her hand, stand the case of machlokes, whether she has a father, even if she has a father, or else ask if she doesn't have a father, then she's megareshes. V'sheini yodas lishmeras gita, if she doesn't have enough brains to watch her get, ain't megareshes. That's not called a megareshes. Because megareshes means you give her a get, you're throwing her away from you. If she doesn't know what a get is, that's not called she's leaving you, the get is not chal. The Yezuhi Katana Yodat Nishmat Gita, what's called the case that the Katana knows how to watch a get? So we say, Kol Shemishameres Gita Vedavaracher. She could watch her get and also watch something else. So what does that mean? She could watch something else also. So Mary asked the question, my color, what do you mean to say she could watch something else also? Omri Rav Yechon wanted to say, Hoch, this is what I mean to say. Kol Shemishameres Dover Achar Machmas Gita. It means if you give us, if even if she loses a get, she'll watch something else in the place of a get. Like if she loses a get, she'll watch a cup in the makam of a get. That's called she has das. If you tomorrow, what's going on there? Maskal or Rafuna, Barmanoyach. Her shaita bialmi. She's called the shaita then. If you tell her she's watching a cup, that's in the place of a get, that's a shaita. Like what do you mean she watches something else for a get? If she can't tell that something else is not the get, she's a shaita then. She doesn't have enough brains to accept the get. That's not called receiving the get. Elo Amar Rafuna Bar Manoich Mishmed Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika means like this: Kol Shemav Chenes Ben Gita L'Dover Acher. If she has enough brains to distinguish between her get and something else, that's called she can be Mishamra's get. That's like that. If you give the Stam a check, she knows it's not the get. If you give her the get, she knows it's the get. Then that's called she can be even be already 3-4 years old already. That will be enough. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Asi, Tsror v'zorkoi. If you give her a pebble and she throws it away, Egos v'noitlev. When you give her a nut, she keeps it. Zoich liyatzmoi. This is the age of time of 3 or 4 already that they have enough brains this much that they can be zoich something for themselves. Dinei mamnitz. If somebody wants to give them something, they can take it for themselves. But v'yein zoich liacherim. They don't have enough brains to give it over liacherim. For acherim, they can't do it. All right, turn over. They don't have enough brains to be mezakrit to somebody else. What about chayfitz u'machziru liyachasho? If you give them something to watch, and they watch it, and later they'll give it back to you, that's a bigger age already, then zoyche ben liyatzel ben lecherim. Then we say the katan has enough brains, he could even be mezakrit, give it over to somebody else also. Mor says, ki amrisa kaimel, when I set us over in front of Shmuel, omeli said to me, no, dovu do achasi. Both of them have the same halacha. My dovu do achasi. What do you mean they both have the same halacha? The Rav Chisda says like this: Echad zeh v'yechad zeh. In both cases, zoicha liatzma v'yein zoicha lacherim. No, even though the kid knows what it means to hold on to something for a while and then give it back, that's not enough das that he has enough brains to be mezaka, give something he owns to somebody else. That he can't do. Only somebody else could give it to him. Because when somebody else is giving it to him, we say the other person's das is what's helping for him. He just has to like, put out his hand to accept it. So there's somebody else's das. Das Secheres Matne helps. Moser Rav Chinanar Vardon. Rav Chinanar Vardon asked a question like this. It says, Alocha, Ketzad Mishtatfim B'movi. When you have a movi, and you want to make a shift, it means all the people living in the movi want to be able to carry outside there. So they have to make a shift, they have to collect the pas. Everybody has to give the pas together. So it says, Meniach Esachov, it's not going to be a barrel of wine even. Meniach Esachov, it's V'yom, you say like this. Harezu L'chol B'nei HaMovi. The Erev has to be, everybody gives together. So one person puts down a barrel of wine, and he's mezakrit, somebody else picks it up, that everybody should own a portion of it. So that makes the Erev. Now, mezakrit l'mayidei b'noi, who could pick up this chavis and be zeichrit for everybody in the movi? Either your own son, a bita gdolim, either your daughter, the big ones, or else they abdu v'shevchos yivrim. Or else you give it to your own Eved Ivri, your own shivcha Ivriya. Your own shivcha could also do it. Now the question is, hi shivcha echidami. How do you have a shivcha amavriya? How do you have a Jewish maid? E di asya shtei shiris is like she's 12 years old when she has shiris. My boy gabe, what is she doing by you? We know a shivcha goes out free when she has shiris. El alav lo yosu shtei shiris. That's what we're talking about. She's a katana. She's not 12 years old. She doesn't have 2 years. O katani, and it says, zoich li acherim. It says here she has the right to pick up this barrel of wine and be mezakra to other people. So you see, a katana could be mezakra to other people. So Marin says, I'll tell you, shani shtufim a voice. About this halacha to carry out in the movi, it's only a question, is it the rabbonin? Midirayt, there's no issa carrying out, it's a reshus hayochid, it's not a reshus rabbim, it's only the rabbonin the galacha. And therefore, in the rabbonins, we say that such a katan could be mezakra lacherim. This Gemara says, Omer Rav Chisda, ishtik vadoin. Ishtar kept quiet means he didn't answer back so good. So Gemara says, why? Well, Hevel Elameinu, what should have been answered? When the Adoni kept quiet, he didn't answer back. He should have answered back. Like, what should have been answered back? He should have answered back. The Gemara says, it's a klalov called the Tokun Rabbonin, and Chandy writes a Tokun.